Hey, Danny Mike listeners, before we get to the episode today, I wanted to ask a favor. Our new network, The Last Podcast Network, is doing a survey, which will in turn improve the content that you hear. It only takes a minute, it's all confidential, and it's just some questions about your listening habits. You can find the link in our description of this very episode.
2, 3, 4!
The world was so big, and I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
Cincinnati, one of the coolest stops on the tour, I'd have to say.
Yes.
Vies with...
Wow, did you pay him some money for that, Jeremy?
Yeah, Vies,
throw an endorsement like that?
No, Vies with Coolsville, actually, for the coolest stop of all
I don't
places.
Think we ever stopped in Coolsville.
That's what I mean. You can't ever actually get there because you're not cool enough.
Oh, I bet there's a Coolsville, USA somewhere.
You know what?
We were there, dude. It was the Cincinnati stop on our tour. Went over the John Roebling Bridge, practice bridge for the Brooklyn Bridge. I was very excited about that. You get a first try.
Yeah.
Look good.
One of the things I took away from the Cincinnati show was that we felt like rock stars because we got to pull the van into the building and park.
Oh, yeah.
Very clutch.
Thank you, Taft Brewing.
Yeah. Very clutch.
Yeah,
yes.
Made us feel like Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah. It's hard to hotbox the van inside the brewery, though.
That's a good
point. You had to go outside.
We had to hotbox the outside of the brewery.
Usually that could be the green room to be a little more green, but...
Yeah,
when you're in the brewery, it felt like you couldn't do that.
Hey-o.
Yeah, we had a great welcome all the way around. They gave us nice goodie bags, and it turned out that a friend from the Northeast is now in the Midwest. And big ups to Ninja. Kelly's doing some comedy, and she also took the door at Taft's when
there
we were there, and recommended. Several people to
Before we get into the nitty gritty, let's start the show. What do you think about that? Welcome to the Adventures of Danny Mike. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Hello.
Back live in studio.
Yeah, I'm not on the road.
And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
I'm still seeing the road, goddamn.
There's less road noise now.
Who are you, Scoot?
Yeah, and my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Your name isn't Jeremy.
Appreciate it.
It's Scoot.
Your name is Scoot.
Yeah.
Scooter McBalin.
Scooter McBalin.
Titled Scoots. Scoots with an S.
Until it comes off.
Scoots.
Yeah.
That's for legal purposes.
Right. Yeah. With the N spelled out.
It's very important. Scoots with a Z.
Right. Scoots with a Z
for legal purposes.
Yeah, so we don't get sued.
Yeah,
but Cincinnati, man, this was the first time I've ever gotten to do a hometown show.
Not only that, we let our hair down. Typically after the show, we're like, I hate to say that we're old men, so I won't. Jeremy and I are old men, and Dan is a vital and virile, and what are the other adjectives?
I don't know where you're going with this.
He's a married man,
you're
but he still knows how to party.
Knows how to go out after a show and have a couple drinks with the people.
So
because we didn't do that too much on this tour,
we didn't do it often.
You guys are a bunch of old fucks, and I'm not.
I could have said
it much better than you did.
It seemed like we were saving up our mojo for Cincinnati.
Sure,
and we did. We let it fly that night at the Northside Yacht Club, which was really a nice time.
Oh yeah, shout out to the fine people.
Got invited out by some cool friends. We made that night, and I'd say we kicked it till the morning light. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it's tough to that day of like traveling to the tour schedule of like waking up, getting out, getting on the road, and driving the 2 hours to 6 hours we drove, and then setting up for a show, and then trying to get food in your body, and then like it's a very like I said in the I think the
regimented.
Last one, it's very regimented.
You gotta know what you're getting yourself into each time you sit in the van and go.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we gassed up. Well, we got some food. See you in 5 hours.
Yeah, time machine.
What are you guys saying? I'm not paying attention. Do we want a podcast now? I can't pay attention.
But the, I just thought it was I've never done a tour, so I'm learning all these things.
Well, I'm glad you guys are still here and not dead on the road
somewhere.
The
Cincinnati show was so much fun. We did the load in like rock stars right onto a nice poured floor.
Guys, you're completely omitting what we did before that, which was...
Visit Jungle Gyms?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
One of my favorite pictures from the thing was you.
Oh, you should see the
me and Dan
1998 app picture. Ooh.
I was very excited to go back to Jungle Gyms, only to find that... It's Jungle Jim's, but it's not that Jungle Jim's.
There's two. There's an original in like closer to Cincinnati, and then there's the
satellite.
New one closer
satellite.
To where I grew up. And
so we went to the satellite.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, you called me at some point because you were going to pick up seltzer. And I was like, no, it's right there in the aisle. It's always been there. It's definitely there. And of course, you were in the wrong.
That was
a different one.
Completely different store.
But you've sort of opened my eyes because I didn't know that the other place was a little more theatrical.
A bit more given to Stu Leonard's type of animatronics or whatever.
Oh, big time. I don't think Stu Leonard has animatronics.
Yeah, they do. They got like a talking cow, dude.
Oh, okay. This place has like a massive giant Campbell's soup can that's on a fucking swing going back and forth.
I think you took some acid and read an Andy Warhol book.
No,
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Not true.
We sent you in for a can of soup.
I never ate acid in Cincinnati.
Never. No, you ate it in Pittsburgh and somehow you ended up in Cincinnati. That was the problem. You blooped across a whole state somehow.
That's not entirely accurate.
You ended up in Kentucky.
Nope. Close, though.
We did go to Kentucky twice.
Yeah.
We stayed in Kentucky.
It was a bit of a miscommunication about where the venue was, but we figured it out.
We found it.
I thought it was great. It was sort of one of these weird childhood things where I, you know, grew up driving, you know, I've told it before in podcasts, but just driving across these bridges because I felt like, oh, I'm in the city. I'm not in the cornfields anymore.
Right.
So it was fun to just stay in a hotel that overlooked the city.
It was also very interesting.
A river
view. When we went to Jungle Jim's, the one that you wanted us to go to.
Eastgate.
We went from Ohio to Kentucky over the river, back over the river into Ohio, back into the river into Kentucky, and back to Ohio again.
I remember that. That's called the Daniel Boone.
It's very... you know, everyone should just take ferries. Is what I'm saying.
Everyone, the river. Should take
I'm
a barge man, and I come from a family of barge men.
If you could just go take the river, you get to places much faster.
Yeah, I see what's going on here. How did your family used to sell wine by the boat? I understand. I see what's going on. That's fine. But hey, our marine and our estuaries and all of our marine pathways, all the waters of the United States, should really be well kept.
Here's a brand we don't hate, Taft's Brewery.
Oh,
thanks, guys.
Big
time. Took care of us.
I've rushed through that Nelly's Key Lime beer.
You did?
Oh,
you went through it? Done
crushed
it? Well, yeah. I came home with a case of it.
Yeah.
Not of Nelly's, but.
Yeah, they were so nice.
We walked out with two cases of beer on top of a goodie bag and a fun night and some pizza.
Don't forget a belly full of pizza and then extra pizza to go.
Extra pizza to go.
Don't forget the admiration of our peers.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, the
I being presumptuous?
Where did the hot sauce bottles start? That was before this, right?
Hot sauce bottles started in
Indianapolis.
No,
Bloomington, Illinois.
Okay, because that was one of my favorite parts of the sort of tail end of the trip was that you guys started rebranding. Hot sauce bottles with your faces because we got these little sticker packs. But
oh, yeah. I need some more of those, kids. And you can get them online if you want to repurpose any hot sauce bottles in your neighborhood before we get there on tour. That'll be a nice little Easter egg for us to find. Not the Passover bitter herbs.
Passover bitter herbs.
It's like the opposite of an Easter egg. We talked about this.
No, I remember now.
Basically, the latest we stayed out and the earliest we had to get up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of true. We did have to get the hell out of there.
And we crossed state lines.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And
we've crossed state lines many, many times on this.
Until we were purely in.
Still couldn't get you guys to eat Cincinnati chili, which was disheartening.
For the better. I still have Grippo's chips.
Ooh.
You should have like a pound left, right?
Let's assume that.
Do we have a quarter?
You plowed through them, huh?
I've been having a little small bowl.
A small bowl of Grippo's.
Yeah, it's Grippo's and root beer. Don't forget, I indulged my taste for exotic root beer in Jungle Jim's. And I just had the St. Stephen's one that you gave me from Boston.
Was it good?
It's definitely the worst of the bunch, but I've only had one so
far. Sorry,
only
Boston.
Only had one so far. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, worst of the bunch, but you've only had one.
No, I had the Sprecher. The Sprecher was so good.
Sprecher sounds better than Saint whatever. Stephen.
I'll let you know.
St. Stephen.
I'll let you know.
Sprecher's. Yeah.
In and out of the garden he goes.
So delicious.
So what did we got on the road, went to...
Purely to Michigan.
Purely to Michigan. Truly.
You were super into those license plates.
It was game day. Well, it's a weird sort of triangle.
Michigan.
Yeah. Well, we went through the Michiana region, as we did through most of this trip somehow, even though the tour was in five other states. We mostly found ourselves in the Michiana, much like most of the car manufacturers.
That have now gone. Yeah.
It's gone where the steel tastes the best.
You eat steel?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You eat pieces of steel for breakfast?
Yeah, exactly.
I eat Peter Steele's dick for breakfast.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
So
weird.
So we get there, and I see that where we're at is on Michigan Avenue, and almost everything in Michigan is on Michigan Avenue. I don't know if you noticed.
It runs across the entire state. I don't know if you know that. That's true.
Really?
Yep.
Because there's also
Avenue.
No, I'm saying there's also a Michigan Avenue
from one lake to the other, right across
in Chicago, right?
Oh, it doesn't. Well, maybe
I think it's
on the same line.
Yeah, I think it's
yeah.
the same one. I think it goes all the way through because I know there's one in Chicago. We should check if there's one in like York, PA.
Mike, you really believe me? I think I got you this time.
Ooh. You got me. Got
I
me
got
good.
You good.
Did you seed,
I you got you
seed.
Good. Oh, yeah. There's a Michigan Avenue. It goes all the way through from one end of the lake to the other.
He planted a seed.
Sucker.
That's all it takes.
The, I don't know what I was going to say.
The loft.
I'm just bumbling.
The loft.
I'm trying to look up all of our
Lansing,
Instagram
Michigan.
Photos and Twitter photos and just sort of recant
of what,
a little bit.
Of what
basically,
happened?
I should have prepped before this
no,
podcast.
No, I know. I
yeah.
know. That was, so the whole, email, I really wanted to do this one at a time, but this is why. Because
yeah,
we forget,
it's
okay because you know what? We plow through and we're all buds.
That's can we stop
friends.
Using the phrase plow through?
Well, I mean, it's...
Oh, that's not fair. Don't let those fuckheads pull that term away from us. Just because Mitch McConnell said, we're going to plow through.
We crossed into Indiana several times. Sorry, excuse
through.
Me, Kentucky
yeah,
several
yeah,
times.
Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah. The I don't know what I'm trying to think of what I remember from Lansing. I feel like there was
it was a Friday night. It was a lot of fun.
It was a rowdy Friday rowdy crowd. We ate a bunch of delicious taco meat next door.
Yep.
And
taco meat.
This is post
yeah, just tacos.
This is post Mike's cholesterol numbers
yeah.
reception. So
this
kind
was
of
a
deliberately obtuse taco meat eating.
I think you got the results and you were like, well.
Fuck it.
These results aren't happening until I get home.
No, they counted even before we left. And then I poured shrimp and grits on top of that.
Lots of shrimp and grits or lots of grits this trip.
Yeah, I did well.
Lots of good, delicious tasting grits. The
you know what happened before we got to Michigan? We stopped in Dayton to have lunch.
That's where I had the best shrimp and grits and deviled eggs
right.
because I really didn't. Oh, that's where I got the phone call.
That's where you got the
that's
phone
where
call
I
as
got,
you were eating.
And I took a picture of you two against that nice wall.
Yeah, which is my Instagram photo now. The true story.
True story.
Yeah, that's the Oregon district we ate in down there by Omega Records.
Yes, we wanted to give you a little grounds. Yeah, a little treat for your old stomping grounds. Yeah. Can we hold it an hour? Because we couldn't eat at that place you wanted to eat.
Oh, right.
Jack and Benny's, Jack
yeah,
and something?
Yeah, that's Columbus, yeah. No, which was good, but there's a line
Columbus,
out the door.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Can't happen.
No, isn't Jack and Benny's is Columbus, but no. there was somewhere else,
was
I think
place.
We, yeah, we tried to, but
anywho, see, they all blur together,
well.
Man. Yeah.
No
they
way.
They all blur together.
Yeah. No way. The next day
Columbus is to Cincinnati, which is to Lansing, which is to Amityville.
In the middle of that
there's
is Indiana.
No, there's no colon. You forgot all the colons in there.
Mm-hmm. They're implied.
I thought Lansing had a wonderful energy. Everyone was really cool. And a kid said something there to us in confidence that was basically the heaviest thing I had ever heard from a fan.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And thank you so much for, you know, reaching out to us like that. And we're so happy for you.
Yeah, that was
thank
intense.
You. You know, it felt genuinely.
We're glad that we could have helped you.
Exactly.
When you were a young kid.
Yeah.
So
not doing so great.
So we wish everyone the best. Everyone who's thinking about maybe if they're. They're hurting or if they're having a rough time, there are other people out there who are thinking about you and want you to be good.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't done a med update in a while, but I had a little dip. And
what's
I don't
that?
Know if
you
this
forgot?
Goes with our tour, but I felt really good on the tour and was very lucky because I could imagine doing that and having that schedule.
I think chewing tobacco is contraindicated for your medication. Why would you have a little dip?
Well,
yeah, see what he did there?
Yeah, see, but
so he's a wordsmith, not,
yes,
this guy.
And a good memory. but yeah, I had a little dip before that, which was disheartening, but I think we figured out that it was my brand of medication got switched, and it just fucked everything up. So
find that fascinating.
Isn't that crazy?
It's the same
How
thing
is that
they're
possible?
Like, oh, well, it's just a generic.
You know, it's the same bulk formulary in India that's synthesizing your drugs, too. Yeah. So I don't know what to tell you. It's all in your head.
Well,
like the cranberry zombie. It's in your head.
Exactly. Zombie.
In your head.
But yeah, I'm back on the
Zombie is what that's meds. what Beyonce is going for Halloween. By the way,
Zombie.
She's gonna be dressed like Dolores O'Riordan. But
you can go ahead and get out.
Okay. Deep cut. Deep cut.
Zombie.
Come on, that's
Thank
good.
You. Thank you, Lansing Saturday
like
night.
You should have put a ring on my detached finger
when we when we it's went to do we went to say our goodbyes to Lansing. It was there was a sorority conference in the hotel that we were at that night.
Very difficult to go up and down in the elevators with a bunch of sorority people that have
they were mature. They were
they
not
have
they're
bags
not,
for days. They were there for 2 days and had bags for 2 weeks. So you can't get into that elevator with a you know, more than your own personal.
We did more than
what you can bring on an airplane, which is one personal item and one to go over the.
We did just fine, which is more than I can say for the University of Maine football team.
Oh, yeah. Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. They were all excited.
Who was also staying at our hotel.
Yes. The Maine football team.
With
boy.
The Angry Bears or something. Ooh, what was
it? They got Grizzlies.
Mad Badger. I think they're the Mad Badgers.
Mad Badgers.
The Madgers.
The Mad Badger. You know, something like that.
Yeah, Maine Badgers are, they're tough. They're tough cookies.
Dan, Jeremy, are you going to fact check? Can we get one fact check, please?
Maine.
We get one per
mini.
No,
no, no. We don't need that. I don't know what the hell their name is. All I know is that they look like they were ready to go.
We found.
They were getting hydrated.
We found a great.
Every guy that walked out of there, there was a young skinny kid who clearly wasn't playing football, handing out waters to everybody. He didn't hand me any water.
That's not
it didn't
very
look
nice.
Like, I'm just saying.
You're not being very nice to Rudy.
Well, sorry, man. It's just, it's, you know, the stereotypes are stereotypes for a reason sometimes.
We found a great college town diner across town where our waitress tried to upsell us vigorously on cider mimosas.
Cider mimosas or martinis?
She was a cutie.
Mimosas.
Cider mimosas.
Yeah.
She was a cutie, and Jeremy ordered pancakes that disappointed her. I finished all my food. Danny finished all his food.
That's right.
Jeremy did not finish his pancakes.
I don't remember.
And you got extra.
I do.
And,
I remember everything.
You got pancakes
I finished
that
your
had,
food.
You had pancakes that came with smoked salmon on it, and you were like, I don't need the smoked salmon. And Mike and I were like, no. You can
put
bring that smoked
now.
Salmon. We'll bring
side.
It on the
not
side.
Not how it went down. But that's all.
It was shredded
the
pork.
The kindness of my heart.
It was shredded
Let's
pork.
Go ahead and put it on the side. For
it was not
best
smoked
friends
salmon.
In the world.
I don't know if that's
Cuban,
true.
It was Cuban pork. I remember it very
yes,
well.
Yes, it was Cuban pork.
I remember everything by the meats, which
Cuban,
is why I'm.
What was Cuban pork?
Shredded Cuban pork was what Jeremy got on the side.
That was the second. That was we did this to him when we went to.
Oh, that was the waffles.
That was no. We went. Yes, look, we ate so much good food and so much of the stuff that Jeremy wanted to eat had meat on it that we convinced to like have him keep it on the side so Mike and I could eat it.
We could deal with it.
The pork was in Bloomington, Illinois, and the smoked salmon was at this joint.
That was a waffle. That was a chocolate waffle.
At the Fort Jesse Cafe.
Yes.
The Fort Jesse Cafe was the waffle.
Shout out, because that place is pretty good.
Probably the most delicious start of my shrimp and grits ever, real bad.
You got to talk into them.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have to talk about this.
Shrimp and grits real bad.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
5-1-0, declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I like that, Mike. You're wearing the band shirt, the free swag from tour.
I came back with five black t-shirts. So I figured I could wear a work week worth of t-shirts, as well as what I shared for you guys in the text messages about black t-shirts.
Yeah, maybe we should post those.
Oh yeah,
send them. You're asking for it.
It's called peacocking. It's called peacocking.
You know they have like whiteouts at like Penn State games when they have like serious things. I'm going to do a blackout in my room, and you guys are going to be like, "What the fuck?"
Here's what we should do.
So you admit that you've drank enough that you blacked out. You admit it.
Here's what we should do.
For the record, if I'm ever a judge anywhere, I have blacked out, puked, gotten very, very drunk, annihilated, passed out.
And he's still not been accused of sexual assault. Mm. So
I have not, and there's nothing to worry about there because I'm not a fucking asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Where were we? What were you saying right before that? Because I've lost my train of thought on all this camera.
Oh, we were talking about the Maine Badgers who got their asses beat by Michigan.
Right.
No, we went to our local diner and had we talked about what food you didn't finish.
Guys, more food for the listener. This is just a great, you know, we just gave you an idea for a really fun 11-day
tour.
Midwest
Epicurean
delight tour. That's correct. Lord.
And then it was on to Toledo, Ohio. Saturday night, Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah, it's Toledo on a Saturday night.
At the Ottawa Tavern.
Yes.
Kind of like Dayton on a Thursday.
Or Mormon on a Monday, to be honest.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. No, I think Toledo was fine.
Hey, we had people that came from across the state to come see
great
us.
Great food.
Good pizza again.
From Pizza Kitty.
It was just an interesting venue. It was hard to see the screen. For the listener, this tour we've been doing, we haven't really talked about what
been
the hell we've been doing.
An AV presentation.
So for the gist is, Mike and I come out. We've got top hats on and canes, and we do a little dance. And little mice come out. And
have you seen
I have these really big pants on, and I just go like this, and I pull my pant leg up, and the mouse runs right up.
The very end of Spaceballs, where the guy thing bursts out of his chest.
Yes, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
That creeped me out so hard.
Oh, I love that so much.
I liked it, but
it creeped you out.
Yeah, both.
I'll say
every statement you did was
so we did.
Large Marge is my scary moment in that time frame from Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Mm. Tell him Large Marge sent ya.
We did a really good bit of. I think we did a really good bit of Peaches for Seniors that night. There was some singing for the people, and I could have been powered by our three contaminator pizzas from Pizza Cat.
Mm. Boy, oh boy!
You had started explaining it.
Yeah,
but
you're the producer, Jeremy. Okay. Why don't you tell people what we do?
The 90s Night with Danny and Mike is a multimedia live show featuring your childhood heroes, Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona, from things such as Home Alone, Pete and Pete,
and
Spaghetti Dogs. That one is it's coming up. No, but it's sort of like we just revisit the 90s and these guys' life and some old commercials, and we make fun of them, and we make fun of local commercials, and it's just a big night of AV fun, basically.
Yeah.
Some audio visual 90s nostalgia.
For sure.
Do some improv-y work just to keep it fun.
Okay,
now that
they know, how is it different?
How is it different than
from everything else
that we do here? Oh, well, we don't do bits on the podcast.
Okay. Right. Yeah, that was bit heavy. I guess
we had bits that we didn't even do because we liked the bits that we were doing.
We had been doing a live show at Union Hall for a while, and so at the end of the shows, the podcast.
Right. If you're a Patreon member, you'd know because you get to see and hear them. So if you want to really be in the know, head
to
patreon.com/
Danny and Mike with the N spelled out.
And if you have to say with the N spelled out, I don't want you to donate anymore because you're stupid.
I was a guest on another podcast I do. I know it's not plugs time, called the Bradshaw Boys last night. And at the end of every Sex and the City episode, it's a podcast about Sex and the City, is Ampersand Media with Ampersand spelled out. And I think of you guys every single time I see it.
It's ridiculous. It's so stupid.
It's an homage.
Yes. Great. But yeah. I feel like there wasn't bad food at any place we went. I think we ate so good. A couple times it was like...
That'll be up to my doctor.
The sugar level was a little much.
Negative. But I had a Fluffernutter.
That was probably the most vile grape thing. Jelly pancake. We talked about that, right? I think
no.
We talked about that on the
no,
podcast.
No, we didn't, because it was delicious.
No? Well, I made a comment to the waiter after he ordered saying... Because he also ordered a big, tall glass of milk.
And he only gave me a little one.
And he only gave you a little one.
Yeah.
And I made a comment that the little boy at the table will order for himself.
He was talking you were talking about yourself, A, and B, we had a very odd percentage, high percentage of redheaded waitstaff in our travels across
that
the
is
country.
True.
That is true,
but not enough that I wanted to take a picture with all of them, unlike Michael, who decided that was like something he really wanted to do, and I had to shame him into not doing it.
Yeah, but it's still
physically
happened.
Tell Michael, it's embarrassing.
I wasn't shamed.
It's embarrassing if you go
shamed.
Up to that guy and say, can we take a picture because you're a redhead too?
I wasn't shamed.
Someone said that to me, I'd tell you to fuck off. Like, I'm not a goddamn zoo animal.
It's not accurate.
You know what I mean?
No, I felt a kinship.
But then sometimes we go into these places and they would know that, I guess because the show was in town, but there was a lot of times that people would be like, oh my God. It's Pete and Pete's in the building. And you could tell, like, the wait staff would walk by and do these weird stares and looks. And, yeah, that was not one of the places, but there was
wow,
a few
look,
after
they're
that.
Setting up their own merch table. Wow, what a bunch of guys with their heads
lunches.
On their shoulders.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was saying. But
level heads, did
level
you say?
Level heads, yeah.
Uh-huh. I met a nice party who made their way into the Ottawa Tavern in Toledo. Ginger had the same birthday as me.
Ah.
They left their kid at home. For whatever reason, I'm
see, because
sure.
They supervised. Want to have a night out.
Yeah, and they wanted, and we met some nice people that night.
We did, and I ate pizza that was made out of hemp seeds. Hemp seed pizza crust.
Oh, bro, yeah,
which was really fucking delicious.
Let's do a whole segment on Pizza Cat, which was a very nice person that has the restaurant inside that venue, and maybe we could set the segment up by just saying Pizza Cat very low volume.
It's all over. It's all over.
One.
No.
Two. Three.
It's all over Toledo.
Pizza Cat.
You did it anyway. I can't believe
I don't know
you
if he did.
Did. No,
he just shook his head
did
through
you,
though.
But he mouthed
of
it.
Of course I did. When you listen back, you'll know. It's isolated. No, but isolate that.
Very nice. And the pizza was very delicious and weird. And
very unique.
Some of it was made of hemp.
Yeah.
Some of it was made with hemp. And the owner swore to me, in 5 years, we'll be in New York.
which hopefully that's
I said,
true.
I said, I hope you do it, but be careful. It's a big, it's a heavy racket.
It's,
the New
it's
York,
a tough pizza
the
town.
The New York City pizza town is a rough town to be, you know, dipping your toes into. You got to be, got to be Toledo tough, I guess. I guess it works.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, my pizza had a...
Is Toledo tough, New York nice?
Toledo tough guys versus the New York nice boys.
Nasty New York. We nasty out here.
If
you like it, then you should have put a ring on the zombie finger. Okay. It still doesn't work.
You're not.
Zombie! Nice. Not, thanks for bringing it back.
Don't know.
Well, pizza aside, if we had to rate all of the...
Oh, yeah.
All of the gigs.
They're all tied for first, except
they're
Cincinnati.
They're all tied for first, except for Cincinnati, which is first plus. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, I mean, I think they all had their sort of little special.
You know what? I'm silly. We haven't finished. We didn't stop in Toledo, guys. See what happens, my tour brain.
What are you talking about?
We went to Buffalo the next night.
Buffalo,
we
rocked it.
And we finished
not
up
only did
strong.
We go there, but
we
that was
finished
the
up
show.
Strong.
Buffalo, New York,
on
Buffalo,
a Sunday night,
New York,
stuffing out the old Mohawk place.
Yeah, a couple thoughts about Buffalo. I would go back in a heartbeat.
Yep.
Yeah. I think the venue was great. I think the people were great. And really what good. An incredible way to just end the whole thing. We're exhausted.
I think that's the only place I saw puke in the urinal.
Oh, my
and stickers.
God, yeah.
There was actually stickers in that urinal.
Stickers
urinal
and puke in the urinal.
Yeah. But, and Amityville only had stickers in the toilet. Mm-hmm, it seems, let's call it a tie.
Okay.
Because that was the first and last night's as a bookend. But everybody in Mohawk Place is a lot of fun. The bartender had a metal
stuffed
band.
Stuffed out for a Sunday night, man. Yeah. That was good and stuffed.
Well, you did, with respect, you did bring four cousins.
Yeah. Four cousins, and then the other 150 people
are
close friends, I guess.
Yeah.
They were all close friends.
They're all
by
related.
The end. It was good to see my cousins. I don't ever go. Yeah. I never get to.
It was good to meet.
It's
your
fucking
cousins.
Far, man. Buffalo is far, and
not too far. Not too far for Dan to drive with a box of pizza on the roof of the car, Jeremy. When did that begin?
It wasn't.
That
it was way no back. Box. Was there was the... no box on the roof of the car.
I think there were.
There was only a box.
Okay.
There was only
you could see his face. It's like. It's like look, any time of any Pete and Pete episode when it's like, the bullshit is coming.
There's no
that's
bullshit.
What's happening.
There's
here
no,
comes the bullshit.
There's no bullshit.
Okay.
You left pizza on the roof
you told
of the car.
Me, you told us
no,
to
I
put it on
you
the
You told
no,
us
I
to
didn't.
Put it on the roof.
On the roof.
No,
you
I
said
didn't.
Put it on the roof.
Look, put it on the roof.
You said just put it on the roof.
We were parked, situated, keys out of the ignition in the hotel room, not room, in the parking lot, green rooming it up.
Okay.
And then we all got out.
You said.
I did not say, yo, dude, leave the pizza on the roof. For whatever reason, you heard that.
We
which is
heard that.
No,
we both heard that.
No. You said, because you said it, you said no, in no. a very throwaway, if you were acting, it would be it? A very throwaway line. Say, I put it on the roof.
No.
And so we put it on the roof. No. And then, of course, drive away and forget about it.
If you like it, then you better put a roof on it.
Okay. And so in, somewhere in a parking lot is a box of.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Yeah, but that wasn't Help my self. Fault. That was your fault for leaving it there.
I don't know about that.
Your fault for leaving it there, and then you also lied to me when we were on our way home from Buffalo that the pizza that I got from Bocce's Pizza Club,
I want to talk about
which
that.
Is a family staple that my grandmother used to beg my cousins to bring.
What about it?
They used to
what
go.
What about it?
No, no. This is,
finish
not,
your story.
No, this is Irish, not Italian.
What about it?
I'll say, what about it?
I'm saying.
So, that he lied to me and said that there was no more pizza left.
Oh, it was gone.
Oh, we played
he threw it out.
He threw it out.
Yeah. We got cleaned up the van.
I brought that's that a, shit 6 hours back so I could eat it the whole way home.
And you did.
And eat it you did.
Because
and
we didn't throw
did
it.
You lose your deposit on the minivan?
No.
Well, good.
That place no. was the one restaurant that my girlfriend's mom said you have to go there.
We had
that's
some
her favorite place. She grew up there.
Everyone gave us their various wing recommendations and there were partisans on all sides.
Oh my God.
And Jeremy bookended the tour in the only way possible. Attempted to top himself.
Yes,
I know.
Attempted
Let's
to
talk
top
about this.
Attempted to top his scoot in the only way
Start
we
strong.
Knew.
And strong.
My name's Jeremy. This tour is about me. So I broke my leg the first.
So we put some merch away and kind of saying goodbye to the stragglers.
Yeah.
Danny's made 4 new cousins while we've been there, so he's doubled his cousins effectively.
In my defense, it was the 11th. Day of the tour, right?
Your 10th we were tired. We were all tired.
We were exhausted. I said, I'm just going to go relax in the van. You guys can do your
it's a rook mistake, man.
Your thing. Put something in the back. And then as soon as I went to go up front and close the thing, I realized that they're sitting there. And it's just a horrible feeling.
That's
you
why
know
you
this.
Have carabiners, Jeremy.
Yeah, but I do have a carabiner
ever,
on my keys.
You don't
I'm not
going to
get one for your keys.
You don't have. No, you take it's,
it. Had
you
one,
fucking put it on.
It had one. It came the, with one, it, I think, Jeremy. You had to remove
you
it.
You put it on your body so you don't ever leave it in there. It's got buttons you can press and the fucking doors open by themselves and the back opens by itself and closes with another touch of the button.
No, it doesn't because you didn't get the deluxe
okay,
package.
Okay, so we know that Dan is taking endorsement money from Big Carabiner. The point
is
that
I left the keys in there.
That after we had sort of wrapped up for the night and me, with not drinking almost the entire time, had time to slam a couple of shots with the bartenders at Mohawk Place, who were very cool guys and hung out with us and even got AAA. Called AAA
Whoa,
for us.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you about that.
Yes.
National tried to charge me still for the
Oh, really? I didn't
$68
know that.
For a...
Did you fight...
Yeah, I said that was BS. I said that we had AAA come that wasn't your shit.
Yeah.
So take it off. And guess what?
They took it off.
Yeah. I remember after the...
it almost seems like Jeremy was trying to give us some extra time there in Buffalo to sort of savor the end of the tour.
I
had time to talk,
I remember
unwind.
How awful I felt and how quickly I flew off the handle to yell at Mike when he came outside and said something. And then we had established this thing at the beginning of the tour.
I wish I had seen it.
Which is called Bridgewater. And it's like,
what was that?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Water under the bridge, man.
You guys had a secret. You guys had a secret
pass.
Thing.
Just let it pass.
We figured it out.
You just let it
it's
pass.
Just Bridgewater.
Yeah, it's all
yeah,
this.
It'll pass.
It's not bilge,
wow.
not bilge water. It's Bridgewater.
I wondered why.
Not bargemen.
I did wonder why.
The family of bargemen.
Mike's usual way of dealing with Jeremy sleeping.
Say prickliness.
The usual way that that Mike deals with Jeremy sleeping is by throwing water bottles at him, and that didn't happen once this trip.
Not once.
That's true.
It was a couple like.
Okay, now
yelling.
you sound like Trump. In 8 months, there's been no rockets. there's been no nuclear testing. That's what you sound like right now.
Don't ever make it seem like I'm like Trump.
Go
ever
on.
Again.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Okay, that's not water under the bridge.
Go ahead, Jeff. That's bilge water. It's water you bring with you.
Ugh. It's orange water. What the fuck were we talking about?
You locking the fucking keys in the car, genius.
Yes. Basically, I had just wanted to relax. I checked out in my brain. I think I just turned it off a little early. Yeah. So,
but now you know for next time.
Luckily,
you have to be professional until the very end.
I'd like to thank.
You can't turn off even at the end.
I'd like to thank the good people.
How many times ready
have you
done to
that?
Go? Never.
I'd like to thank the
I've
good
never
people.
Locked my, I've never locked a van in the car, and I've.
You've never locked a van in a car?
I don't know anyone has. That's impossible. You can only do that like only
keys.
David Blaine has
I've
done that.
I've never locked a keys in the van, and I've. Played
and he's been
probably
the van
500
dad
to 600 shows.
And you know why?
Of New York
trusty
City.
Carabiner.
I know.
And
I
exactly
get it.
And
I have
why.
One.
Yeah. And that's exactly right.
That's
I do
right.
the back pocket thing where it's just like if it's not my keys, I put them in my
it's
back
a,
pocket.
It's a code with so bandanas. Sort of this, it doesn't yes. always work with keys.
Yeah.
So we
no hanky codes.
We drove like mad to Syracuse in order to give
right.
ourselves
that was
some breathing
the other
room
thing for the
and
listener,
stayed at the Grand Hotel
for the
in Syracuse.
Listener, we had a 2-hour drive because we wanted to be closer because Michael had a medical appointment that
we
he
were
to
high as kites on the thrill of performance at that point.
That's true.
Overall,
and wanted to put some air between us and Buffalo, even though it's a great place.
Yeah. Overall, I feel like the people who came out to these shows as a group are some of the. They're just incredibly solid, very thankful of what you guys have done with your lives, and what you did in you know on Pete and Pete, and it's crazy to see how much that like literally affects people to this day, 30 years later, 25 years later.
Yeah,
it's insane.
It was kind
of a lot
crazy.
Of those people came out,
and a lot of people
that.
Just came out that didn't know each other that were like, oh, you like this
yeah,
show too?
Yeah.
Oh, you do too? Now we're friends. Like it was a very like. There was so much positive energy in every
Absolutely.
At everyone that it was really, really awesome.
Yeah.
And we appreciate every single one of you. And we took pictures with every single
yeah.
one of
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And how many did
that
you
was
sign
fun.
Any boobs or no?
Zero.
Zero boobs.
No.
I think somebody wanted to and you guys
and
wouldn't.
We said no.
Yeah,
sure.
That's probably it's yeah. a lawsuit
yeah.
we didn't have.
That's you know
it's 2018.
Signing boobs. Yeah. Signing boobs is cool when
you're
I
not,
was 13.
You're not Burt Reynolds.
What? Yeah. Okay, let's not
Rest
brag.
In peace. But I just, yeah, I remember how good it felt to just be driving home and not have, you know, because it is, like I said, the whole tour thing is exhausting and there's pressure and there's, you know, we've never done a tour before. We've done shows all over the place. But
we've
never
recorded in the big leagues before.
That's right. So it was one of those things where there were moments where I was like, I don't know, can I do this for 11 days? Like way before we've even like did the whole thing.
Am I going to check out on the last day and lock the keys in the car?
Am I going to break my foot on the first day?
I just have like a 20-sided die that has all
that
those.
You, the fact
oh,
that
let's
you
not bring it back to that 20-sided die.
Oh, D&D.
I have so many people
interesting.
Commenting on that. Fucking picture I posted yesterday on Instagram saying, Mike's right. No, he's right.
Thank you.
I've never thought about that. He's right.
Totally right.
Yeah, I know.
So
backfire.
So thank you so much to every single person who came out from Amityville all the way to Buffalo and all the letters in between, which are none. There were a lot of cities that kicked ass.
AB.
It made us feel so welcome. I would say that's the number one word that I felt throughout was welcome. Everybody made us feel so
Absolutely.
Happy,
yeah.
especially people in Mishawaka,
people
which are like,
stuff.
Why the hell did you come here?
Oh my God.
I'm wondering myself. thank you. Thank you, everybody, seriously, for
yeah.
making me feel so welcome. That's probably the last thing I have to say on this podcast.
Cool. Whoa,
about, quitting? About Buffalo.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, how about this? Let's say, being that we're back from tour, we do have some merch left. So check out our store, datingmike.com/shop.
With the shop
no
spelled
out. Yeah, the shop
and then check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/Danny and Mike with the N spelled out. You can do things like listen to episodes,
if
see video
you have
episodes.
Suggestions for where we might tour next, leave us a voicemail at 347-470-8150. The Danny and Mike hotline is always waiting to take your call.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll get to one of those soon. And then check us out on Last Podcast Network. Check us out on the Last Podcast Network.
You did it.
And all those other podcasts that are on there, they're amazing. Lastpodcastnetwork.com. Lastly, this guy right here is at Michael C. Morona on the socials. And I thought we said we weren't doing that anymore. And then Danny's is at D. Tamborelli on the Twits and at Danny Tamborelli on the Instagram.
Can't help it. It's the Seltzer.
You're in Seltzer King Studio. Maybe we need a burp chamber like Pete and Pete had.
Burping room.
The burping room.
Yeah. Yeah. My name's Jeremy. Check out the Bradshaw Boys. It's another podcast I produce, and I was guest on it yesterday, and it's out today, I think. So what else, gentlemen? Anything else we want to say?
On three, your favorite city and venue.
Okay.
Well, just city.
City.
Just
okay.
Makes
okay.
it easier.
All right.
One, two, three.
Cincinnati.
New York. Yeah. It's a hell of a town.
thank you all so much for coming out. We do appreciate it from the bottom of our little hearts.
Oh, here comes the fire truck.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Toot toot.
Bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Morona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure and check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.